For a lot of us, high oil prices are a bad thing. If they reach $120 a barrel, gasoline can cost $4 a gallon. But in Texas, with the price lately just under $100 a barrel, life for the moment is very good. The price is high enough to boost the oil industry and therefore local economies. In turn, that's helping refill the state's tax coffers. But the price isn't too high to hurt demand. Some oil experts say it's the Goldilocks price. Not too high, not too low.
Hi, how are you?
Which is making Barbie Lamonti very happy.
Well, business has been wonderful. Oil and gas are doing well, and I have nothing to complain about.
She owns Lamonti's Italian restaurant in Houston.
We're right in the middle of the energy corridor.
At lunch, most of her customers come from the headquarters of companies like ConocoPhillips, BP America, and Citgo, all within a couple miles of her place.
When it's good, they're celebrating more.
But how long will the party last?
What's happened is that we're oversupplying the market. Inventories are building. So that's recently put some pressure on oil price, and we're seeing that come down.
Trading, this is Lynn.
On the trading floor of Simmons & Company, an investment bank for the energy industry, Jeff Dieter provides research on how the price of oil will affect drilling in Texas. He says the new technologies, including fracking, that are behind the recent surge in drilling, were largely possible because of higher prices that paid the higher costs of the new methods. But fracking isn't so new anymore, and in fact, says Dietert,
the cost of a well is going down, the number of days to drill a well is declining as operators get more efficient with these new technologies.
Because of that, he says the price of Texas oil would have to drop by more than 30% to around $70 a barrel before many drillers would start cutting back. As things are now, those operators have increased the oil output of Texas significantly, generating far more in direct taxes on oil production than the state had forecast. Dale Kramer with the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association used to work for the state, estimating tax revenues.
Our official budget projections are based on oil at a little less than $80 a barrel, and we're running close to $100 a barrel now, so we're running well in excess of our official forecast. And that's adding additional dollars to the Treasury, which ultimately leads to a surplus.
Those oil and gas taxes used to be a much bigger part of the total revenue for Texas. During the boom years of the 1980s, they accounted for about 25% of all taxes collected. Now they're about half that. Still, they're a critical source of revenue in a state that's had to make big cuts in its budget. When it comes to oil prices, the state might hope that nothing changes.
Where we are today seems to be in the sweet spot.
James Labaugh is a tax expert used by the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
Employment's rising, production is rising, drilling is rising. State and local governments are taking in a lot of additional tax revenue that were unanticipated. And as long as we stay in this band where we are today, it seems to be healthy for everybody.
But the price of oil can be affected by the overall world economy and by conflicts in foreign oil-producing countries, which means Texas cannot count on the Goldilocks price of oil lasting forever. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.